1027.
South African singer and recovering alcoholic PJ Powers says we cannot underestimate the denial that goes with addiction. For the month of October, we're looking at mental health from as many angles as possible. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
I had a long battle with alcohol. It wasn't as long as some people's, but we've all got our own story. But I'm stubborn, and I really went right to the bottom.
For years, PJ Powers tried to convince herself that she didn't have a drinking problem.
I got into the ring, and I thought I was tough enough. This is a disease and an illness that if you get into the ring with it, it will knock you out. It just depends on how many rounds you do, you know, and I, of course, kept getting up.
And staying in the ring meant there were real-life consequences.
I lost my job, I lost my car, I lost my house. I didn't have a cent to my name.
Eventually, PJ reached rock bottom.
I learned some lessons about where to find alcohol when the real stuff isn't available. I was at my sister's house and all my hiding places had gone and I was wanting to vomit. I was shaking and I went into my sister's bathroom and in there was a bottle of Flex hairspray, and I drank it. I mean, I must have drunk a glass and a half of Flex. Oh, if I think about it now, it was revolting.
Her sister rushed her to hospital.
And I just remember my sister saying to the doctor, is she going to live? Is she going to be okay? Because I had been preoccupied with suicide because, you know, alcohol is such a depressant. And I heard the doctor say back to her, I cannot promise you that, but we're going to do everything we can to save her.
And that's when PJ came to a startling realization.
That was my firefly moment, where you can't see a firefly unless everything is absolutely black and dark. It was at that moment that I realized that, in fact, I didn't want to die.
And what about her relationship with alcohol nowadays?
I don't have one now, and I praise God every day that I don't, you know. I say the Serenity Prayer every day. I've been sober for 16 years.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help can contact AA or SADAG's 24-hour call center free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.